Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Simplified History. My name is Crystal.
And my name is Travis.
And we'll be your host for today.
In this episode, we will be dissecting the Manhattan Project.
The Manhattan Project was the codename for the American-led effort to develop a functional atomic weapon during World War II.
The project started in response to fears that German scientists had been working on a weapon using nuclear technology since the 1930s. Agencies leading up to the Manhattan Project were first formed in 1939 by FDR, after intelligence found that Hitler was already working on a nuclear weapon.
Roosevelt first set up the Advisory Committee on Uranium with scientists and military officials tasked with researching uranium as a weapon. After discovering the potentials of uranium, the U.S. government started funding research by Enrico Fermi and Leo Szilard at Columbia University.
There was a name change in 1940 to National Defense Research Committee, which ultimately changed to Office of Scientific Research and Development in 1941.
Right now, we actually have Enrico Fermi and Leo Szilard with us today. Now tell us, gentlemen, why did he use two elements, uranium and plutonium, instead of one?
An excellent question. We used the two different elements because we never used this new technology before.
My associate, Juan Fairley, is correct. We need to see what two elements would best be used for these atomic bombs. We consider using uranium and plutonium would be the best considered. We used two because we wanted to make sense not to put two eggs in one basket.
In 1941, Roosevelt authorized the formation of the Manhattan Project to combine various research efforts. Facilities were set up in remote locations, including Los Alamos, New Mexico.
J. Robert Oppenheimer was named the director of Los Alamos Laboratory in New Mexico in 1943. The first Project Y bombs were built and tested.
Scientists working under Oppenheimer developed two distinct bombs, the uranium-based bomb called the Little Boy and the plutonium-based bomb, the Fat Man.
With no surrender agreement from Japan, after war in Europe ended on August 6, 1945, the Enola Gay bomber dropped the Little Boy bomb above Hiroshima.
With no further surrender declared, on August 9th, the Fat Boy bomb was dropped over Nagasaki. The combined kills from both bombs was more than 100,000 people.
As a result of both bombings, Japan formally surrendered on August 14th, 1945, bringing an end to the war in the Pacific.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, awesome.